News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The EPA has released its latest drinking water and wastewater report. And it has detailed the level of restrictions and boil water notices, including boil water notices in 2025, impacting nearly 200,000 people. With us is Noel Byrne, who is Programme Manager of the EPA's Drinking Water and Wastewater Enforcement Programme. And Noel, it seems to be a bit of a story of hardy perennials. There are problems with leaks and problems with lead.
Yeah, good morning, Anton. Look, at today the EPA launched their 2025 report on drinking water quality and public supplies. Now, the key findings in the EPA report is we do find that drinking water quality remains very good, with 99.8% of samples compliant with standards. And we've also seen progress by Uisgeirn in reducing the number of at-risk supplies identified by the EPA, so that is positive. However, there are warning signs that we see that Uisgeirn cannot ignore, particularly around resilience of supplies. So our report has identified that in 2025, there was 100 supplies serving approximately 200,000 people, which had either boil water notices or water restrictions. And that's an increase on 2024. So that is a concern, and it's really pointing to Uisgeirn needing to increase the resilience of supplies so they can maintain drinking water quality and people aren't subjected to these water restrictions.
Now, to what extent, Noel, is that a function of normal maintenance work? Because I assume if you dig up pipes and fix connections and fix leaks and all the rest of it, there will be a period where the system has to restabilize and return to normal, and therefore there may be boil water notices. And how much of it indicates an endemic problem?
Well, I think a number of things are pointed here. Like, what we're looking for here is resilience, is an ability of the treatment plant to stand up to challenges or difficult conditions. So, for example, now we're seeing a lot more maybe heavy rainfall events. And if you get that type of weather, that affects, if you like, the water or the rivers where they're extracting water from. It makes it more cloudy, and then your disinfection system maybe won't work appropriately. So we'd be looking for Uisgeirn is they have to upgrade their system so, you know, they can have better intakes, or they can have shutoffs so they don't take in this poor quality raw water. So then you don't need the imposition of a boiled water notice or water restriction. So some of it could come down to operational issues, but actually other stuff related to, no, you need to upgrade the infrastructure that you have on site to be able to withstand and these challenges that may be coming.
And while they're upgrading the infrastructure, they might want to upgrade some of that which is leaking, because a huge amount, according to your analysis, of treated water ends up being piped into the dirt.
Yeah, look, in 2025, there was a requirement there for Ireland to report national leakage levels, which Uisgeirn did do the assessment of it, and did show, to look at roughly a third of our treated water does leak annually, which is a concern, and it is something that Uisgeirn need to look at and put steps in place to reduce that. I suppose looking from today's, and no one wants to waste water, so that is a key thing, I think, for everybody across. But look at today's report is really focusing on the drinking water quality aspect, and to make sure to look at the water that you receive in your tap is safe to consume.
Noel, thank you. Noel Byrne, Programme Manager of the EPA's Drinking Water and Wastewater Enforcement Programme.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.